Highbush Cranberry Jelly is a tangy treat perfect for the early fall. To make a batch, you'll need 6.5 cups of Highbush Cranberry Juice, 7 cups of sugar, 1 box pectin, have an extra box on hand in case your jelly does not set, 1 case of 8-ounce jelly jars, and your kitchen supplies, you'll need 2 medium pots, 2 medium bowls, a deep pan to warm up your jars, cheesecloth, string, clean rubber gloves, spatula, and a large serving spoon. Gather about 2.5 pitchers of berries. Then cover the berries in water for a quick rinse and pick out any stems, leaves, or spiders, then drain. Add 1 cup of water per medium pot of berries and cook over medium heat for 10 minutes. Don't fill the pot as you'll need room to mash the berries. Crush the berries and let them cool a bit. Set up a double-layered cheesecloth over a bowl and carefully pour the contents. Gather the cloth, tie a string, and let hang for 30 minutes while the juice drips. When cool enough, squeeze out juice. At this point, you are finished with the labor-intensive part of the job, and your house will be smelling delicious. Prepare a clean work area and set up jars that are new or sterilized. An organized jelly-making process increases your odds of having your jelly set the first time. And even then, sometimes it won't. Measure the exact amounts of juice and sugar and know the whole process before you start. Gently boil the juice for 10 minutes. Bring the box of pectin and 3/4 cup of water to a boil while stirring for 1 minute, then set aside. After boiling the juice for 10 minutes, add the sugar and stir in the pectin until all the sugar dissolves. With a large spoon, add the juice to jars leaving 1/2 inch at the top. Wear a pair of rubber gloves to help handle the hot contents without burning yourself. Place the lids on and tighten. Mark the jars with contents, year, and your initials. If the jelly does not set in 24 hours, you can settle with syrup for pancakes and desserts, or you'll have to pour all the contents back into a pot and add some more pectin. Follow the directions that come with the box. Jelly makes for a great gift and will sweeten any wintry day. You will be glad that you spent the time to gather Highbush cranberries as a homemade treat for many to enjoy. For KTNA, I'm Katie Ryder.